What the scheme is, there are estimated 26 million micro and small enterprises in India, MSME, okay, which provides an employment to nearly 60 million persons. 60 million persons. The problem which is faced by the MSME consists of non-availability, timely and adequate credit at the reasonable interest rate. That is the issue. And you know, if this many number of people are employed, and if any MSME goes, then it creates the non-employment also. Therefore, it is focused more. So, reason for the low availability of the bank finance is high risk perception of the bank in lending to MSME sector and the collateral which are not easily available to these enterprises. Second aspect is a credit guarantee fund scheme for the MSME is it is generally available as a collateral free. And no lender will give without collateral. So that is the issue that they are facing. So corpus of the scheme is being contributed by the government in the ratio, government and SIDBI, in the ratio of 4:1 respectively. If this is covered, if anything goes wrong, bank has granted the loan to MSME and the loan is went wrong, then in that case, 4:1 ratio of non-payment by the MSME sector to banks will be implemented. So government will means 80% will be paid by the government and 20% will be paid by the SIDBI. That is what the insurance is given to this MSME. Eligible institution like bank, commercial bank, regional rural banks, national small banks, or Northeastern Development Financial Corporation and SIDBI have also been made eligible institutions for granting the loan to MSME sector. Term loans, working capital facility up to 100 lakh per borrower unit extended without any collateral security of third party. Okay, so out of 100 lakhs, 80 lakhs will be protected by the central government and 20 lakhs will be protected by SIDBI in case loan goes bad. This is what the 4:1 ratio is. If unit is covered under the scheme and it becomes sick, which are the factors beyond their control, and rehabilitation assistance extended by the lender will be covered under this guarantee scheme. MSME sector, if it goes bad and then revival proposal has come, then any facility provided will be covered under this scheme. The credit facility should be availed by the borrowing unit from single lending instruction. Right? So this guarantee covers available under the scheme to the extent of 75% of the sanctioned amount of the credit facility. However, the extent of the guarantee cover is 80%, right? For micro enterprises for loan up to 5 lakhs, MSE operated and owned by the women, and all loans in the northeastern region. This is cover, their cover is 80%. In case of default, the trust settles this claim to the extent of 75% of the amount of default. Okay, and the tenure of this guarantee, the credit guarantee fund scheme, is 5 years for a block of 5 years. Then fees and guarantees. The fee payable is a one-time guarantee fee, 1.5%, annual service fee, 0.07% for the credit facility sanction, and for the loans up to 5 lakhs. The one-time guarantee fee, annual services fee, 1% and 0.5% respectively. Further, for the loan in the northeastern region, the one-time guarantee fee is only 0.75%. This is what the scheme, guarantee scheme is for MSME sector. Now, credit facility which are not eligible under this scheme consist of any credit facility in respect of which risks are additionally covered under the scheme operated, administered by the DICGC and RBI to the extent that they are covered. So what is covered under DICGC and RBI will not be eligible under this. Then another credit facility in respect of which risk is additionally covered by the government or by any general insurance and any other person or association or person carrying on the business of insurance to the extent that they are so covered. Further, other credit facilities for the loan up to 10 lakhs to micro enterprises shall not be eligible to cover under this scheme. Limit is 5 lakhs only. And if the said credit facility has been covered under Mudra guarantee scheme, that is also not covered under this guarantee scheme. Now, the other facilities which does not conform or the facilities are inconsistent with the provision of any law, with the directive issued by the central government or Reserve Bank of India, which may be for the time being in force, and any credit facility granted to any borrower who have availed himself of any other credit facility covered under this scheme. Other facilities that has been sanctioned by the lending institutions against the collateral security, because in this there is no collateral as such, but any other facility, if it is granted by any lending institution, bank or financial institution, with the collateral security, then that is also not eligible to cover under this scheme. Okay. Now, considering these characteristic features of this guarantee to MSME, the responsibility of the lending institution has been increased. Therefore, they are advised to evaluate the credit application by using the prudent banking judgment and shall use their business discretion and due diligence in selecting the commercially viable project only. And the lending institution shall closely monitor the borrower's account. Safeguard the prime securities taken from the borrower in respect of the credit facility in good and enforceable condition. Lending institution shall ensure that the guarantee claim in respect of the credit facility and the borrower is lodged without any delay and exercise all the necessary precautions and maintain its recourse to the borrower for entire amount of the credit facilities granted by them. Responsibilities of lending institution also consist of that the particularly they are refrained from any act of omission, commission and other before subsequent to invocation of the guarantee which may adversely affect the interest of the trust or the guarantees. Therefore, it is required to ensure that it shall not create any charge on the security held in account covered by the guarantee for the benefit of any account not covered by the guarantee with itself or in favor of any other creditors without intimating to the trust. But the lending institution, they have to secure for the trust, not for the borrower or its appointed agency, through a stipulation in an agreement that otherwise the right to list the defaulted borrower's name and particulars on the website of the trust. That was all about the credit guarantee scheme for the MSME, floated by the Ministry of MSME, Government of India, and SIDBI jointly, right? Now the last one is credit guarantee scheme for startups. Startups is taking a lot of importance nowadays in our country, because these are very small in nature, less funding is required, multiple activities are carried out, and there is no guarantor for if anything goes wrong for the startups. Therefore, credit guarantee scheme for the startup has been set up because of lack of adequate funds and high risk perception. The banks towards the startup segment has been two major reasons why the startups have found to be a difficult even to set up a shop. To give the much needed boost, central government has approved credit guarantee scheme for the startup. So this is the scheme, guarantee scheme, set up by the central government for the purpose of providing the credit guarantee to the loans extended by the member institutions to the finance the eligible borrowers under startup. The scheme includes or members includes financial intermediaries, which consist of banks, financial institution, NBFC, alternate investment funds, which are engaged in their lending activity or investing activity and confirm that their eligibility criteria, which is approved under the scheme. And this credit guarantee scheme for the startup is to provide them the collateral free loan up to a specified limit. What the guarantee highlights? What are the highlights of this guarantee scheme for the startup? This guarantee will be offered by the lending institutions that are the members in this scheme to eligible the startup, to eligible startup that must be a Department of Industrial Policy and Promotion, that is DIPP recognized. So MSME should be DIPP recognized. CGSS, that is credit guarantee scheme for startup, will offer the guarantee based on the portfolio, wherein everyone included in portfolio will consist of 10 or more startup loans for the financial year. The credit guarantee up to rupees 5 crores will be offered to every eligible case, including the assistance such as working capital, venture capital, optionally convertible debentures or debts, term loan, etc. And the scheme will be offered to provide a credit up to 75% of the credit, subject to limit of rupees 150 lakhs. Micro enterprises seeking a loan below rupees 5 lakhs will be offered up to 85% of the requested credit amount. And up to 80% of the credit will be extended to MSMEs opened or owned by the woman and northeastern region, including Sikkim also. The guarantee cover up to 50% of the amount will be subject to limit of rupees 50 lakhs and that will be offered for MSME retail trade under startup. What is the prerequisite for availing this guarantee, credit guarantee facility? Prerequisite is this, that the lending institution should be a member under the scheme. That may be alternate investment fund or scheduled commercial bank or financial institution or any NBFCs, MBFCs registered with the RBI. So this startup scheme will function as the term of the trusteeship management of the National Credit Guarantee Trust Company. Member lending institution will offer a guarantee amount up to 500 lakhs to the eligible startup without requiring a third party guarantee or security. So there is no collateral up to 500 lakhs if the credit guarantee scheme is taken. Then this credit guarantee scheme for MSME will be monitored and supervised by the management committee, and the conflict of interest will be addressed and taken on the risk evaluation committee to be formed for this purpose. Eligible lending institution under the credit guarantee scheme for startup consists of scheduled commercial bank, all public sector, private sector and foreign banks. Then certain RRBs, regional rural banks, which are categorized as sustainable and viable by the NABARD. Okay. Other financial institutions chosen by the Government of India as per the criteria like SIDBI, Delhi Financial Corporation, any Development Finance Corporation, that is NEDF, Kerala Financial Corporation, National Small Industries Corporation, Export Import Bank of India, Jammu Kashmir Development Financial Corporation of Limited, Tamil Nadu Industrial Investment Corporation, Andhra Pradesh State Financial Corporation, etc. This guarantee fee, the fee for this guarantee is how it is to be paid. The composite annual guarantee and fee for that is 1% per annum of the credit amount provided that will be charged. And under this, 0.75% will be charged for the credit amount up to 5 lakhs. 0.85% of the credit amount will be over rupees 5 lakh but below 10 lakh, below 100 lakhs. That will be charged for the woman-owned enterprises, micro-enterprises and northeastern region, including Sikkim. Guarantee period, as it is, the period of the guarantee provided will be the period agreed upon the credit facility for working capital guarantee cover is provided for the block of 5 years. So friends, we have concluded our discussion on credit guarantees issued to the various entrepreneurs, and I hope you can clearly segregate and understood these guarantees and protection which is given to the depositors, credit lending institutions and those who are issuing the guarantees to the MSMEs as well as startup. Thank you very much.